מסכת חולין פרק ב', משנה ב', משנה סז. השוחט שני ראשים כאחד שחיטתו כשרב. Somebody slaughters two animals at the same time, the shechita is valid. We're implying here that the shechita is valid after the fact, but lekatechila, in the first place, a person should not slaughter two animals together at once. This applies to korbanot specifically. The pasuk says tizbahuhu, you should slaughter it, which is telling us that one korban could be slaughtered at a time, not two. But what Mishnah here is telling us is, even though lekatechila, that's the halacha, if somebody already did the shechita is valid. But when slaughtering two regular animals, not korbanot, a person could slaughter two of them at the same time, and that is permitted, lekatechila. Shenayim ohazin basakin v'shohatin. If two people are holding onto a knife together, and they're slaughtering one animal at once, they're both doing it together. Afilu ehad lemala ve'had lemata. Even if one of them is above and one of them is below, they're holding the knife at different ends, we say shechita tan keshira, the shechita is valid. You may think that if they're holding it at different ends, that the knife is not going to be level and they're going to be moving with hesitation. Kamash malan, the Mishnah is telling us here, is we're not nervous for that. Two people, if they're slaughtering together an ordinary animal, it's permissible. They're allowed to do it. We don't think that they're going to be hesitant, but that's talking about ordinary animals, like we've stated. When talking about korbanot, just like one person is not allowed to slaughter two korbanot at the same time, over here, two people are not allowed to slaughter one korban at one time. You need one person slaughtering one korban.